B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We just did our Bleep You segment. I'd like to do a quick thank you. Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron just spoke to the media in Chicago. Says he stands by his decision to hand off to backup O-lineman Doug Kramer for his first NFL carry at the goal line in the fourth quarter with the game on the line against Washington.
Well, he never touched the ball.
Waldron says he was confident in the call and would call it again if he got a chance to do it over.
Yep.
I hope you call it against Washington every time you're at the goal line. Peter Rosenberg joins us now from New York City. What up, Peter? How are you, buddy?
Guys, I feel bad that I haven't listened to you this week because I want to go back and listen to Monday's show and get the feeling, the real feel from the two of you, because it has been an amazing week, a special week in this journey that we've all been on as fans of the Washington football team. It has been a special, special week, and I'm thrilled to be speaking to you today.
Well, if you just look at JP's post, Peter, from right after the game, you saw how I was feeling.
Have you seen that?
I don't know. You know what? I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
It might be my last Instagram reel, I believe. And you got to get to the end because we can't play it on the radio. But
Oh man, I love it. I love all of it so much. I'm like, you know, listen, I was just talking about this with my brother earlier today. You know, listen, if they'd lost that game and we go to 5-3 against, you know, losing an out of division game to the Bears, like I really am not tripping. Honestly, I was annoyed. I was texting with my brother, I was texting with Wale. We were complaining about how, you know, Wale's quote to me was, we should be winning by 28 points. And I felt a lot of frustration, both by mistakes that the Commanders made and also a couple of those calls. I mean, I guess as a non-football player, B. Mitch, nothing is more maddening because it's hard to understand the illegal man downfield when it looks like they have nothing to do with anything. And it brings back a huge play. But the point is, I was sitting there going, all right, we're going to lose to the Bears in a game we should have won. We're 5-3. I'm going to be in a bad mood for the next hour. But that's it. I was not thinking about it beyond that. But then to win the game, it goes from sort of like this annoying loss to a historic, I cannot undersell this, guys. I mean, everyone listening to your show right now has watched this 50 times on their phone. It's, you know, I'm being dead serious, guys. So I've been on a mission over the last 5 years to turn my wife, who's like a half-assed, not even real Giants fan, into a Commanders fan. Right. And listen, she's not a Giants fan, but she's a stubborn New Yorker. And so but obviously me trying to win her over we met in 2020, guys. It wasn't exactly an easy time to try to say you should join up with what we're doing over
here.
That's
tough.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, guys, I'm not even kidding, and I know this may shed my wife in an insane light. She shed a tear on Sunday.
Like, really?
Wow.
Yes. Like, this was so meaningful. This all of a sudden, this random game that
she was crying for you, Peter. She was happy for you. She was so happy.
No, it might have been. I know.
She's like, damn, he finally got something to celebrate.
So that's an incredibly long way of me just saying, guys, it was an important and wonderful day. And I just want to give a shout out to all of the people listening to your show who are true fans. Those of you who continue to be idiots like the three of us and watch every week during the hell of the last 10 years, and those of you who were smart enough to not. Y'all wanted to watch. I get it. You had kids to raise, okay? You had soccer games to go to. I don't begrudge you. They didn't deserve your attention. So, like, I'm not even mad at the bandwagon, but welcome back, baby. It feels great.
I love it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're onto something, and it's funny that the only kind of concern I would take away from that Bears game is the red zone stuff. And we've talked about it a lot. I'm curious if – basically, I think the red zone problems, we saw it against the Giants in the first game, and then we saw it again against the Bears. Mm-hmm. Could that be as simple as just a couple bad penalties in important spots, or do you think there's a bigger issue?
I think it is a thing. I think it is a thing. I think that if there's an Achilles heel to this offense so far, it is that. However, you know, and probably it's probably the stat that jumps off the sheet the most when you talk about Jaden sort of potentially MVP, people believe now, rookie season, is probably the number of passing touchdowns is probably the number that, like, impresses you the least of what we've seen. And I do attribute that directly to whatever this red zone issue is. So there is something there. I'm not paralyzed by it. Like, I do believe they have plays in the red zone, and I do believe, like, they will turn around and be able to punch it in this week against the Giants. But I do think there is something there. And obviously it's compounded by those two illegal man downfield penalties. But, listen, this isn't a perfect football team. We've seen it. I mean, hey, listen, the rushing touchdown that they gave up to make this thing a game, when it shouldn't have been a game, that's a problem. This is not, I don't know if we're winning a Super Bowl this year. My guess would be no. But this is a really good and constantly improving football team. And
yeah.
I really think that defense, man, it's really impressive. JP, I remember the call we had. I think B. Mitch was off that week. But we had a call early in the season about how basically we were kind of like, yo, this defense has a few good players and a bunch of guys who they filled in here. And those guys, no one told them, it seems, that they're just a bunch of guys. Like, they actually are all ballers. And people are really, really impressing me. And a completely unrelated side note, but I don't want to forget it. I had a lot of people. I don't know if you guys had this because you guys live in the area. We've been on national TV a lot. So, JP, you might have seen that post when I threw my phone up after it happened. And my phone was just blowing up with text. That's because we keep getting the Jim Nantz game. And everyone's seeing this, so everyone's hitting me. I don't know if you guys have had this experience. I heard from so many people, non-Commanders fans, who just love that black jersey. I think we're on to something with the black jersey. Yeah, really? I mean, at least six people told me who are not Commanders fans, I'm not going to lie, that black jersey's crazy. Like, that's a regular conversation that I heard this week. Side note, but another fun thing as we register, similar to my friend Jody Rosen who hit me this week and said, I got to tell you, the better this team plays, the more I start to like the name Commanders.
I think that is very legit, dude. We haven't had a call
Nobody's talking about the name now.
Nah.
It's all about the team.
B-Mitch, you've been saying that. B-Mitch, you have been saying that for 5 years.
Yes.
They could be called the Mighty Ducks if you're winning games. It doesn't matter. It's like it kind of feels like if this season is great, are people really going to say let's change the name next year? You can't. Everyone will have bought merch,
dude. If this continues, I don't even want to go down the name avenue because we'll get the crazies.
Yeah.
But no, dude, Jaden Daniels has the highest selling jersey in the league. Like that is changing. As
Peter, I'll just say this. When I walk into the stadium, that little store is packed.
Packed.
Once they open the gates, they got another little one down the way in the end zone. People are buying up everything there too. And they're buying Commanders gear.
Peter, on your show, ESPN New York in the afternoon, like, what are people saying about this matchup? Brian Daboll damn near sounded like he was going to cry talking about having to face Jaden Daniels.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. So far, I don't know if you guys turned on Fox last night. No one has said a word so far about the football matchups this coming weekend. And that includes a Jets game that is
they're on TV again tonight.
Season. That's tonight.
They're always on TV for some reason. Oh. I don't get that.
I know, right? But, no, just being totally truthful with you, there has been zero conversation about the Giants-Commanders game this week because of the World Series. Aaron Rodgers should send a thank you note to Aaron Judge because that collapse really saved a lot of conversation around the football team, the football teams in this town. But I will tell you guys, I have concern about this matchup. To me, we've done a lot of things that have shown that we're a different version of this football team, the real icing on the cake, wouldn't you guys agree, would be beating the Giants by like 10 or 17 points. That would be, to me, like, oh, wow, this is truly a different team.
Dude, I totally agree with that because there's still an element of, man, it's a division game and you got to go up to the Meadowlands and this is a place. You know, even the great teams, even Joe Gibbs' 80s, early 90s teams, the Meadowlands was hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a difficult task. Now, granted, those Giants teams were really good in those periods too, but if you go up there, this is not thumping the Panthers at home. This would be a different sort of statement.
Yeah.
And I think it's entirely possible. No fading Jaden.
Yeah, I love that. And I just please don't – I just don't want to look up and see that Malik Nabers has 19 catches for 195 yards.
Like, sure.
You have to be mindful of that. But absolutely, it's a game that on paper, you look at the Giants' record and you see what they really are, right? And they're not a special team. But they're also not a dead team. Like, they don't play like a dead team. So this is not Carolina – this will be probably a challenging football game, especially after the last one. The Giants really have it stuck in their craw the way they lost that first game because they didn't have a kicker. I didn't know the kicker disease would get caught by Greg Zuerlein and the Jets. Apparently, it's in the stadium.
This is the big one. Seibert came from the Jets.
Yeah.
And he just makes everything in sight for Washington.
Wait. I did not even realize that Seibert came from the Jets.
Yes. Yo, and to take it one step further, Peter, you know, when we were up there for the joint practices and it was cold and rainy in August, and at that point in time, Washington had a kicker named Riley Patterson. Riley Patterson had an innate ability to hit the goalposts on every kick. He would hit the right side. He would hit the left side. He was hitting goalposts more than he was making kicks. About, you know, 5 days later, a week later, the Skins cut him.
Yep.
He bounced around a little. The Jets just signed Patterson to their practice squad to provide competition to Zuerlein. Meanwhile, Seibert is in Washington making everything inside of 50, for sure.
Yeah, unless Tony Romo intentionally jinxes him, he makes absolutely everything.
I think that was intentional.
It's a wild world, man.
It's fun, man. It's fun. And I just looked. I'm going to Dallas for the Tyson fight in 2 weeks. And that Thursday night where I'll be down there covering the fight, we play Philly on Thursday Night Football. Like, do you know how stoked I am to go out to a Dallas bar this year wearing a Commander jersey to watch this team? Oh, this is fantastic.
Is he fighting Jake Paul finally?
Yeah. Yeah,
weren't we supposed to go to that?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to that.
Yeah, Ahmet.
It's gonna be hard to go to that now.
come on, let's
Peter,
go,
dude. Thank you. Will we see you this weekend? We'll be there at the Meadowlands.
No. Honestly, that place stinks. It's like I'm coming home for. I went in Baltimore. I will see I saw you, JP. I will make sure I see you guys again. The week of the I'm coming home for the Cowboys game before Thanksgiving. I'm there. But this Giant, okay. I mean, MetLife isn't fun, bro. I'm gonna watch from home.
It's a very, what do they call hospitals? Not stale, but like.
Sterile.
Very sterile. Peter, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Shout out to the whole DMV. Peace, guys.
All right, bro. Peace. Later.
Shout out to the whole DMV. Peter Rosenberg, a DMV kid just like me.